Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Lackadaisical Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Jordan, and with me today, we have Vinny. No, we don't. All right, do we have Patrick? And we have neither of them. All right, so this is a solo episode of the podcast. I'm doing this all by myself. Oh, we have Mario, I think.
And that was Homer.
That was Homer?
A really bad dubbed version of him.
That sounded like
what
Mario.
What language was that?
It was from a Mortal Kombat fan game someone created called Chaotic 2.2. Okay.
Wow.
Where YouTube gives me weird stuff to watch.
Yeah, YouTube's algorithm's been crazy lately.
Yeah.
Just like how it gives me a thing where Ganondorf's now playable in Smash 64.
What?
I mean, he is just a Captain Falcon clone.
Yeah, so
they
just removed Captain Falcon and just gave him Ganondorf from Ocarina of Time, the model.
All right, you gotta link that to me later, because I need to see that. That sounds cool.
sounds cool, but it's just a model swap, so I'm sure he plays exactly the same.
It does.
That's still cool, though.
I guess.
I mean, N64 Ganondorf? And you punch him in the face. If you collide Falcon punches, does he spit out red blood or green blood? Or
yeah,
no
I'll
blood?
Find out about that.
Neither. I don't think Smash 64 had blood.
Yeah, it didn't. So, yeah. How's everybody doing today?
Surprisingly well.
Likewise. I think Patrick's doing good, too, even.
I didn't see another man's penis yet, so that's good news.
That's good news. Yeah, we've seen too much of that on Twitter lately.
It's been raining, but...
Hey, I like the rain. This is like the only sunny day I'm going to have all week long. This entire upcoming week is going to be nothing but rain again. That's what it was last week.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, rain, which is good, I like the rain, but it also means the news is going to be exploding with Kingwood is flooded, fucking Houston is flooded, Netherlands is flooded. Wait, Netherlands.
Netherlands?
Okay. Texas is always flooding when I go down.
Well, no, just Houston. I mean, Houston's really bad about flooding because it's just a flat area that they decided to turn into a city. It was a swamp at one point, and they just turned it into a city. And it's like, okay, that's
well,
all right.
That was stupid.
That's why we have so many bayous and water retention things here. And for the most part, they work, but it always floods whenever it like we get heavy rain. And so that's why when Harvey hit, you know,
it was
the
bad.
Whole, it was bad because that was a week straight of 100% downpour.
Yeah.
Or 5 days straight of nothing but downpour. And that,
almost a week.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. My allergies are kicking my ass today, so if I sound off, that is why.
That's fine.
No. We did miss last week again, and I do apologize for that. That was...
Thanks a lot.
That was primarily on my end. I've been dealing with some IRL stuff, and it's been pretty stressful, but I think things are calming down.
Hopefully.
Should be going back to normal. Yeah. I mean, they do seem to be going back to normal, so just gotta, you know, keep your fingers crossed that everything's good. But it was some difficult stuff, and that was what kept us from recording last week. I mean, we may have been able to have another day if schedules lined up, but, you know, everyone had work or was busy the rest of the week, so... Yeah. Hopefully that's all of the episodes that we'll skip for a while. You also may have noticed we are missing a very large component to this podcast. And I'm not making a fat joke either, but that's pretty good.
Are you sure? Are you sure?
You know, I'm sure, but you know what? It sounded like a fat joke. We're missing Ben. He had to take a week off. So that's that. He'll be back next week, probably. Maybe we'll see.
Phone call.
This number's calling for me from Alma, Miami. Hold on, let's answer this live on the podcast.
Oh, please don't.
You ain't got
hello?
Shit.
Hello? Hello?
Goodbye.
Yeah, I guess so. All right.
Wow, way to make that really underwhelming.
That was very underwhelming. I answered, and they just sat there and... Exactly. Oh, that I'm not gonna lie, that was terrifying, Vinny.
That was the idea.
That was terrifying.
That was entirely the idea.
So, in lieu of Ben being missing this week, we have a couple of extra topics to make up for that, because since it's been 2 weeks since we really recorded, or, you know, a little over a week or whatever, may as well fill up that slot and have some extra news, because there's been a couple of interesting things that have cropped up over the past, you know, couple weeks.
Yeah, there has.
Let's go ahead and jump into some topics. Alright, so Disney has confirmed that there's going to be 3 more Star Wars movies, and that they're working on the sequels to that Avatar movie back from the mid-2000s. And no, we're not talking about the shitty M. Night Shyamalan, whatever the fuck, stupid Avatar The Last Airbender movie. We're talking about the blue people.
There was an Avatar The Last Airbender movie?
You didn't know about that? The live-action one?
There's a live-action Avatar The Last Airbender?
That was really bad.
It's better than that TV show with
Sokka. No, it's not. No, it's not.
Both of you completely missed my joke. I hate you.
Okay, all right.
The joke was I'm not acknowledging it.
Okay, all right. I didn't know. You seemed genuine.
How could you ignore Sokka?
Yeah, how can you ignore Sokka? Or Aang.
About that? They had to create 4 people just to move a pebble and attack some guy.
Anyways, yeah, so... Disney, since they own Fox and everything and Star Wars and all that, they've announced that there's going to be, or they actually announced the dates for 3 new Star Wars movies, and that's going to be...
They released dates?
Yeah, so they have officially set release dates for 3 untitled Star Wars movies, December 16th, 2022, December 20th, 2024, and December 18th, 2026. Which, the December 16th, 2022, that's my birthday, so that'll be cool if I get to see Star Wars in theaters on my birthday.
That sounds like a great birthday present.
Yeah.
Thanks, Disney.
Yeah. No details were revealed about what these films will be, but there's plenty of speculation that they are Last Jedi director Rian Johnson's previously announced trilogy set in a corner of the galaxy that Star Wars lore has never been explored before, or something yada yada. Essentially, it's supposed to be a trilogy that's going to, you know, move away from Skywalker and more towards the new chick and her legacy or whatever she's going to go on to do.
So whether or not you like it is entirely dependent on whether you liked, what was her name? Rey?
Rey, yeah, that's it, Rey. Now, alternating Decembers of Star Wars will be James Cameron's Avatar sequels, albeit with a slight delay. Disney announced on Tuesday that Avatar 2 will move from December 18th, 2020 to December 17th, 2021. And this creates a domino effect where Avatar 3 slides to December 22nd, 2023, and Avatar 4 and 5 follow on December 19th, 2025, and December 17th, 2027, respectively. So, they're going to do a year of Star Wars, a year of an Avatar sequel. A year of Star Wars, a year of an Avatar sequel. It's really interesting to see they're doing that. After all this time, they're picking up with the sequels, finally. Because I have no idea of the actual details of why those sequels for the Avatar movies went into that limbo that they were in for so long.
It's probably either rights, money, or...
Both.
Some kind of combination, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. But the thing is, I don't remember anything, like, crazy about the movie. I remember I thought it was neat when I was a kid because it looked cool as shit. Well, but, you know, this is when I was
a kid. It was one of the first 3D movies, wasn't it?
I think so. But you know, it's, I guess it's cool that they're, you know, making the sequels to it. And I like the idea of alternating, you know, every year going to have an, you know, back and forth, a big hit. That's smart for the company. Cause you know, all right, you got Star Wars this year and then you got Avatar series this year. And I hate to just call it Avatar. Cause it's like not Avatar Last Airbender. That can be confusing, but yeah. I think that's pretty interesting. I'm super excited for Star Wars movies. Super excited for Episode 9 whenever it comes out. Did I say super excited?
Probably.
I think I said super excited. Yeah, Star Wars is cool. Then moving on, Nintendo has actually announced quite early, I guess, At least at the time they announced it, it felt quite early.
I mean, they announced it when... When did they announce this?
Like a week ago, I think. But anyways, they announced that they're going to have their E3 Nintendo Direct, or they announced the schedule for that. So, of course, they're just going to do their Nintendo Direct presentation instead of being at E3. It will be on June 11th at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. BST. I don't know which one BST is.
Let's look it up.
Yeah, I don't know BST or AET. Those are different countries. Because we only have four time zones in America.
BST is British Summertime.
Ah, fuck those. That's not my might dive.
My bus might dive.
AET is Australian Eastern Time.
Okay, well, wow. They put a lot of time zones there. So yeah. Basically, 11 a.m. my time, Central Time, is when it's going to air. On June 11th. And hopefully Patrick and I get a group watch. Maybe. Well, the thing is, Patrick's still going to be down here. Ben's going to be on plane home.
Yeah, I was about to mention that.
Oh, yeah.
Ben's going to be on the flight home, and it depends when he goes to the airport or not.
Yeah, so it depends on when he gets
there. You still have another day or two after that, right, Patrick?
Yeah, I leave that Wednesday, the day after.
So
you'll be able to definitely watch it together.
I mean, if we get back home in time, sure. If we drop Ben off super early, then yeah, we'll be home plenty of time, which more than likely we'll be dropping Ben off early because he likes to get there early. So
I mean, that makes sense. Better to get through security quicker.
Yeah, it's always better to be safe. You never want to be late for your flight. You want to be early. It's better to wait 3 hours than it is to miss your flight.
Yeah.
And that's like a totally genuine thing. Like, that is a smart way to do it, even though I hate
being that, and I've never even been on a plane.
Yeah.
So. I tell you, I've had both sides of this coin almost.
You flipped, or you've seen both sides of the coin?
Almost.
Being super early and missing your flight almost?
Yeah, I almost missed the flight several times, actually.
Yeah.
Well, that's just because you have a shitty company monopolizing
your
area.
One was in Minneapolis and one was in Houston, never in here.
Yeah. Yeah, he's fine leaving his city. So the Houston one, we got there kind of late because we, under...
Houston traffic.
Yeah, we under, what do you call it?
Not under... Estimated.
Underestimated.
Yeah, thank you. Underestimated the amount of time it would take to get there. And we're late and all this crap. We just didn't leave early enough. And he wound up making his flight, but it was like by the fucking hair of his teeth.
Jordan, was it your fault for having to take a shit again?
Actually, probably, yes, because I had diarrhea that morning.
I was joking. Goddamn.
Go figure. I have stomach issues.
The fact that you're that predictable.
I have stomach issues. It's a health condition. I can't help it.
There was like two times in Houston I almost missed it. With the most recent one being last year's Houston.
Yeah, that one was a little bit close too, yeah.
Because, like, I think they said I'll barely make the Houston one, but the Minneapolis one, they said I'd be leaving, so they gave me, like, a thing for, like, a hotel and, like, complimentary food.
Yeah, that one was their fault.
Or whatever.
Yeah, that one was their fault, right? Because they delayed at Houston, but the Minneapolis one was going to take off too late, or too early.
Oh, it's going to go on time because Houston decided to delay, so I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then I get there, and the only reason I knew the flight wasn't leaving, because I landed there, I was like, well, shit, my flight's probably gone. And I was like, whatever, so I start walking around, and then I see, like, I got a notification on my phone, because thankfully I have the Delta app, and it's like, oh, your luggage was checked into the Minneapolis plane. I was sitting there, I was like, I thought I was supposed to be leaving already, or left.
And then he took off running.
That is basically, I had to sprint for, like, as fast as I could for, like, 10 minutes straight, nonstop, having to, like, weave
that
in and out
painful.
Of people. And then there's a guy sitting there looking out, seeing, because apparently there's one person missing, and that was me. He sees me sprinting, he's like, oh, there he is.
Well, at least you made your flight and made it home okay.
Yeah, almost broke my phone, because how fast I slammed the screen on the thing without thinking.
Damn.
Glad, like, back. I did, like, a giant arc. It's almost broke my screen and didn't even think about it until afterwards. I was like, oh, I probably shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
But thankfully, I had my Autobox, so yeah. It was fine.
That's good.
As long as you got a good case, you're good to go.
as y'all know now, he has bad luck with flights, because Delta is just shit regardless.
It's the only one that... Because I technically do have one for Dallas, but I'd rather go on the road trips.
Yeah, that's
and
fun.
I don't want to make him drive 3 hours to pick me up and 3 hours back, and then another 3 hours another few days later. It's horseshit.
Well, yeah. Four. Driving long distance alone isn't too smart anyways, in case you fall asleep or something.
Yeah.
And if he's sitting there next to me blaring Ram Ranch, I'm not going to fall asleep.
Because it's always Ram Ranch with him. Patrick, I think you have a problem. We need an intervention. You are addicted to Ram Ranch.
I think more than just that. I link other stuff like in the group chat to our secret text group that Jordan and I are a part of.
Oh, yeah, that one. Yeah, that one. That one
I'd
gets some weird
to
stuff.
To join that, but I have an Android, and that would screw up the iMessaging in that group.
It would. You wouldn't want to see what goes on in there anyways. It includes Marino. You wouldn't want to see what goes on in there.
I'd manage.
You wouldn't manage, I don't think.
Get posts in there.
There's a lot of bad things. You know, I hope the listeners this week are enjoying this banter. Because we're going on. We haven't gotten together to do this in a while, so we're going on about everything. A little bit of context for Patrick being down here. Patrick and Ben are flying down here for Retropalooza this June 8th and 9th. And it's going to be fun.
June is the Houston one?
Yes.
Or is that the...
Yeah, Houston
Dallas
one.
Is always the bigger one, and it's always later, like almost like...
Dallas
I guess,
is
mid-fall.
The October.
Mm-hmm. Well,
probably
September,
like
October.
That range.
Yeah.
That's the one that I would like to go to.
Oh, they did have one like at the end of September, one of those years. Forget which one it was. I don't think it was this last one.
I think it was this last one in September, but I think this one's in September as well, isn't it?
No, this one's in October. It was October.
This one is October 19th weekend.
Okay, I thought it was September.
Yeah,
for some reason.
19th to 20th.
Yeah,
I can go cross-reference your channel for the dates of the...
probably.
Yeah, you could.
Last year's.
We always vlog, so...
We always
even
do
if
lots
it's,
of stuff.
Even though it's not uploaded on the day, you still have the day listed.
Right, yeah.
That's the bulk of Jordan's channel right there. Those two trips.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, those vlogs.
Considering the video was uploaded... The first day was uploaded... In October, I would say that it happened either the last week of September into the first week of October, or early on in September.
It would have been last week of September.
You know what? I think I know for sure that it... Because I think the 29th of September, we wanted to do something, but we got blocked by a doctor's appointment, and then you had the trip.
Yeah.
So we had to postpone it.
Yeah, I think I remember that, too.
Something like that?
Something along those lines.
Yeah. Anyway, tangent over.
Yeah. Back on topic. Just quick, recap. Nintendo announced their E3 presentation thing, or their E3 Nintendo Direct, and it'll be on June 11th at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Standard Time, or Central Standard Time. Moving on, Sony had a recent State of Play, which is their version of a Nintendo Direct, basically. That was May 9th of 2019, and they announced some interesting stuff, or showed some interesting stuff, rather. I didn't watch all the trailers, I only watched two, but one of them was something that's been pretty highly anticipated. Medieval now has a release date and a good trailer.
October 25th, so almost Halloween.
Yeah,
it's gonna be developed
smart.
By Other Ocean, Emerville. That's how it's pronounced, Emeryville or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then they also showed off the start of the State of Play. They showed pretty sure DLC for Monster Hunter World of Iceborne. You know, obviously it's gonna take place in winter and some cold stuff,
which sounds really cool.
Obviously made by Capcom, or published by Capcom at least, in the September 6th when that releases.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, they showed River Bond. It's pretty much like an 8-bit Diablo, like character or like 8-bit blocky, whatever. Diablo sort of game. And that will be released in the summer, developed by Coco Cucumber, and it's basically sort of like a Diablo dungeon style sort of thing with like, you know, crossovers with indie title games. Oh my, here we go.
Bark, 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 bark.
Bark. So the next thing they showed off was this little thing called River Bond, which is basically sort of like a dungeon-style Diablo-esque sort of game, but like all the characters like have 8-bit skin, they're all blocky and interesting looking.
Neat.
It's gonna be coming up this summer, and it's gonna be developer by Coco Cucumber. And an interesting twist on this is it's gonna have indie characters inside, like in the game with as skins. So, just name a few. They have stuff from like a character from Enter the Gungeon. They got Shovel Knight. They got Guacamelee. They got Bastion, and so on and so forth, and a bunch of other interesting indie characters in there. Which looks cool. Interesting. Not gonna lie.
Yeah, maybe they'll get Hollow Knight in there.
Maybe.
I could.
And then something that they just showed, like, a quick, like, teaser trailer. It was pretty much a bunch of army people in the jungle looking around. And then just you see this thing that's invisible, but you can tell it's there making a noise. And it just jumps out away. And it's pretty much the new Predator Hunting Grounds game that's coming out next year in 2020. It's going to be an online sort of game. So, like, how Evolve was, where you're a bunch of regular army people trying to go against the beast, but the Predator this time. And the developer is Illphonic, so I haven't know what they've done. It's the first time hearing about them.
So I'm actually going to check this trailer out. 2020. It looks cool. All right, sounds as you cool.
As I'm pretty sure these people are starting to realize the two here, is I've actually watched this right before this and took notes. Because I needed to talk about something. And of course, Medieval, October 25th, which, you know, that's probably a good time frame for it to release because, you know, games about skeletons and death and
spooky, scary skeletons,
people and blah, blah, blah. So then after that, they have Away, the survival series, which the gameplay, the weird trailer they showed, you're like you're some sort of weird flying squirrel or lemur sort of thing. And you're supposed to survive, like, natural disasters and find shelter. They never had a release date. The developer's breaking walls, and that's all I can give you. It was an interesting thing. And, you know, since PlayStation likes to take your more of your money, they're going to have another special edition of PlayStation 4 limited run. The Days of Play PS4, it's like a steel gray and has, like, the, you know, square, triangle, X, circle, blah, blah, blah on the thing. It'll be released during their Day of Play thing, whatever that is. And then finally, they ended off with something that people's been wanting. They wanted no information about it. And that was obviously the Final Fantasy Remake. They actually showed a trailer about, I think it was about gameplay battle they showed off and other stuff. So it was nice to see what they did with that. And of course, they're going to say, oh, more information coming in June, so around E3 time. But the sad thing is, I'm pretty sure that they're not going to E3.
Of course not.
Because I'm pretty sure Sony's one of the people who's like, oh, we're just not doing E3 this year.
They're no, but Square gonna... Enix is.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Square is probably going
to... So not, you can get that the Square Enix E3 thing.
Yeah.
But I just like how one comments about the things like, dude, people, don't be excited. This is only just barely part of barely the beginning of the game. They still have a lot more to go through.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll probably see the release date of Final Fantasy VII Remake when about Final Fantasy 23 comes out. About 30 years from now.
Yeah, probably. It's going to take a long time for this game to come out.
It's really fucking slow.
Well, something that I noticed right away watching that trailer is that it was practically the same cinematic as the PS3 tech demo from way back in the day.
It was.
So
but
either
they
reused assets from that, like the camera animation or whatever, or they've been trying to figure out what they're doing with this for years, and they still don't know.
It's possible.
Basically the same thing, but they actually updated some of the things from the last time we saw anything about Final Fantasy VII Remake. So who knows how the hell that's going to be. That's probably that's going to have to be released for PlayStation 5 at this rate, or even 6.
Probably.
Yeah.
Also, from what I hear, the English voice actor for Barrett in the remake is spot on.
It is. He sounds... You know, just like Team Four Stars, which is, I guess they did a good job depicting him because it's good. It sounds really good. Sounds like Barrett.
It's a good. That's all I'd say. It's looks as fun. I'm just gonna have to wait and see what their more information about it is.
I still never played the original, so I don't get excited about this.
I never played the original either, but it's just cool that they're slowly but surely working on it before they go back into dormant and don't release any information about it.
Yeah, like, I've tried playing the original two or three times, and I just can't get into it. The battle system for it, I don't know. I just don't like it.
You're not a fan of like traditional RPGs, though.
I'm not. Like, those traditional type of RPGs, I don't like a whole lot typically, so. Or JRPGs, or turn-based RPGs like that.
Yeah, you were enjoying Pokemon. Pokemon's a turn-based RPG.
Yeah.
Could probably get into it if I actually sat down and tried it.
Yeah.
I played 8, and I really enjoyed that. So I'm sure if I sat down with 7, I'd probably enjoy it.
I mean, it's really good. I couldn't get into it myself. But looking at the remake, what they showed in that 1-minute video, it looked cool. I would try it, you know, once it goes on sale 6-7 years from now.
No,
what do you mean 6-7 years is when it's releasing?
Yeah.
Or you could be like Jay and be like, oh, I played it for about 2 hours, no memory card, and I just hate RPGs ever since. I just couldn't get into it.
Yeah, that's the dumb reason to hate RPGs is because you were too dumb to have a save.
First, that's not the main reason. It's just like one reason he gave. Everyone's like, Jay, you're stupid.
Well, Jay is stupid, so.
He has stupid opinions about some games, but he's fine on other things.
Well, look, he's not stupid, but he's stupid.
Oh, yeah.
We'll go with that. We'll have a, we'll leave it at that. He's Jay. That's what he is.
He's a fuck. That's what he is.
I mean, I guess.
Best way to describe him, he's a fuck.
Yeah. There you go. That fits. Shout outs to Patrick for having that topic under wraps pretty damn well.
That was like I need to do something because I wasn't going to talk about Star Wars or Avatar because I have never seen the Avatar blue thing and nor did I care.
I just wish
you
would have told me ahead of time. I would have like let you take it away right off the bat. I wasn't expecting you to have it like a fucking, you know, bullet point thing ready to go.
That's why I stole it from you and decided to.
I mean, he usually does. I don't know why you're surprised.
Well, yeah, it's not like he doesn't do that. I just wasn't expecting him to pick one of these extra ones to do it, which is it's good. You know,
I did all Zine breakfast this morning.
That's okay. That's why it was last second. Okay.
And I was actually watching the wrong state of play because like they're showing off stuff for like Days Gone and Mortal Kombat. I was like, isn't that already out? I scroll down. It's like, oh wait, that's March. So I basically sat through the entire state of play in the wrong month.
Wow.
Let's go rewatch this one and just pretty much pinpoint, just skip around.
Well, that worked out well.
Yeah.
Because we got the full gist of the state of play. I wouldn't have been able to do that. I was just going to talk about Medieval and Final Fantasy.
Well, there's some interesting things in there about
yeah,
it. So
there was definitely some interesting stuff.
I still have not sat down and watched it.
I'm probably not going to.
It was like, I think it was like 15 or so minutes, 17, I think.
It's not that bad.
Wasn't really long.
Shorter than most Nintendo Directs.
Yeah, but Nintendo Directs, we like to be long because they get you erect.
Good point.
Because we all own Nintendo products, and that's what we usually play on.
Yeah. You are not wrong.
I'm probably the more the versatile one when it comes to different things like this.
Yeah. Well, then, moving on. Now it's time for Vinny to talk about some shit.
Now, you say shit, but you were actually enjoying Pokemon.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying Pokemon is shit. I'm just saying, like, in general shit. You know, some stuff. It's time for Vinny to speak for a good 30 seconds.
Do I really talk that little?
No. I'm just saying, like, a good solid 30 seconds.
I know. Star Trek Picard will be released on Amazon Video internationally.
Fuck,
this
yes.
is great.
Patrick Stewart in my ass.
I only said that because I scrolled down. That was the second article underneath this one.
Nice.
What the fuck?
So, we have the new Pokemon games coming out later this year, but on top of that, we also got an announcement that DNA, which is the smartphone game developer that Nintendo has been partnering with for most of their games, they're working on a Pokemon title now, which is exciting after seeing what they've done with Super Mario Run and Animal Crossing Pocket Camp. They completely, and also Fire Emblem Heroes, they completely captured the essence of those games on mobile. So I'm excited to see what they do with Pokemon. I'm a little wary because there's a chance that catching Pokemon is going to be entirely gacha system, which is not fun to me as someone who actively tries to collect them all. But if it's done well, which, knowing their history, that actually seems pretty interesting. And I believe it's scheduled to be released sometime this year, but there's no specific release date announced, I believe. Unless that's for Sword and Shield, I'm not sure. But hopefully we'll learn more soon, because I'm excited to see what DNA does with Pokemon.
I mean, they worked on a few other good mobile games, like Mario Run.
Mario Run is fun.
I've tried it. I tried it all of what was free, and I was like, okay, that's enough for me. I enjoyed it.
I've never really tried some of the Nintendo phone apps, because I never really tried Mario Run. I tried, like, a very tiny bit of Pokemon Go when it first came out. They ran out of Pokeballs and then just deleted the app.
Same!
Pokemon Go isn't by DNA. So you might possibly like the DNA Pokemon title?
Maybe. All I know is I didn't play the Fire Emblem Heroes or Fire Emblem whatever the hell it was. The phone, I forgot.
Animal Crossing Pocket Camp?
That too. We're just listening on the Nintendo's app stuff that I haven't played, which is basically all of them.
Yeah, I've played 3 out of the 5 of them. No, I've played Miitomo. I've played almost all of them. The only one I haven't played is Mario Kart Tour, which is not out yet.
Well, yeah.
That sounds like it could be fun.
Yeah, I've played all of the games that they've worked on, and it's different than the normal games, but it does capture what the games are about really well. So I'm excited to see what they do.
And I saw something here on Twitter earlier. I'm trying to find the tweet exactly. Cheap-ass gamer tweet. It's since we're on the topic of Pokemon. It says, you can pre-order Pokemon Sword or Shield and get a $10 Amazon credit via Amazon for Prime users only.
Noted.
So I just thought I'd throw that out there. Because maybe the thing might still be going when this episode's up, but in case it is, just throw that out there. So I figured I'd just throw that out there in case it's up when this podcast goes up.
Yeah, in case anybody wants to pre-order the game, go get some extra
Be sure to check up on at Wario64 and at Video Game Deals, two separate accounts on Twitter for great deals on games.
Yeah.
That wonderful, sweet 400 gigabyte micro SD card for your Switch is only $56.99 on Newegg.
Wow, that's actually a shit-yourself good deal.
It is.
That is a stupid good deal. Wow. All right, well then, moving on. Our last topic of the day.
Dear Lord, help Sonic.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know about these two, but I actually sat and watched the trailer, like the entire trailer before, like on the day it released.
I actually haven't.
Have not seen it.
It's rough.
And at this point, I don't really intend to.
Let's just say it's rough. Like, because they had a design for Sonic earlier, like in at least promotional arts, where you actually saw what he looked like. This was after the leg debacle, where everyone just saw his legs in the Gold State Bridge, or whatever it was at the in San Francisco, the giant red bridge everyone knows.
I believe that's San Francisco.
Yeah, it is San Francisco. I forgot the name of the bridge. But they had that. Everyone's like, oh, this is going to be bad. And, fuck, what is this? Because I know I had this tweet earlier of what promotional art looked like before. You don't like the design? Which when I saw this promotional art, I was like, okay, this movie is going to be weird looking, but it's not going to be bad. You know, Sonic like well that. Written... It's going to be jarring to see for a while, but it's going to just have, you know, it's just going to take some time getting used to. As these tools see, like it's probably the best probably what we could have gotten for a Sonic.
Yeah.
Then I saw the trailer, and when the Sonic they went with, I'm just like,
That ain't it, Chief.
And then everyone started to lash out at it. And this great article that we're looking at right now shows a few screenshots of the Sonic in the movie, and everyone is upset with it. I've never seen Twitter blow up and make so many edits to stuff.
Yeah, really.
It had like negative. The ratio was like 1-2 on the likes and dislikes. There's double amount of dislikes than there were likes.
I believe it.
Yeah.
A lot of people really like Sonic, and to see him like that.
Sonic has some good stuff and some bad stuff. It's just Sonic's just had a giant roller coaster of stuff. It had some good times and it's had some really awful times. It's funny, I've even seen people tweet pictures of the Sonic Boom Sonic and say, you better apologize to him right now. Because they thought they couldn't get worse than that, and then this came out, and it's like, nope.
I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't think Sonic Boom Sonic was that bad.
Sonic's always leaving us surprises, so I watched the trailer, and it was like 2.5 minutes long, I believe. And I don't get why every single video game live adaptation has to be taking place in the city. It's just kind of dumb.
Me neither. Which,
with modern Sonic, you kind of have to force to, but classic Sonic, it's kind of eh. But what struck me as weird is they had Gangster Paradise in the background of Sonic, and I'm just like,
I don't understand why Sonic got Gangster Paradise, but the JoJo arc about gangsters doesn't.
I think the only reason they put that in there is because, like, look, everybody, it's the 90s. Look at the 90s stuff we threw in here, even though it takes place in modern times. It's like, why? So I watched that. It was a shit show. The only thing I'll say redeeming is Jim Carrey's performance as Dr. Eggman. It's a little weird at first.
That man is going to break his back carrying this movie.
Man, basically. So I watched that, and it's like, oh, Jim Carrey, he does a pretty decent Eggman, because what I think this timeline, which I hope I'm right about, is this is before, like, Sonic became, like, a traditional thing, and Eggman slowly became delirious and insane trying to catch this thing, so he reverts to the Eggman that we know today. So, you're probably going to get cock teaser of what he actually looked like in the Eggman outfit at the, like, 5 seconds left in the movie, and then they just, and that's it. That's all you get. You don't get classic Eggman throughout the entire movie except for those last 5 seconds. Which I think they a similar deal with the new Super Mario Brothers one, like so many years ago, with Bowser actually turning into a dinosaur for like 5 seconds, and that was it. So yeah, the fans' backlash was really awful. The dislikes, everyone aired their opinion to the point where the director promised the redesign. I was like, oh, we promised to change it, but it's going to cost Paramount greatly. Which, how much you want to bet that at least some people that knew what Sonic looked like and had a rough good idea, and they were forced to do this, and some were like, oh, this won't be a good idea, this probably won't be bad, because they had, you know, obviously promotional art long before the trailer, so they had plenty of months to do this before. If they would have listened to the fans then, they could have changed it to something that looks somewhat appeasing and just meet a middle ground, like this image I linked earlier, where that's kind of the middle ground. I think people would have been like, I've seen uglier. It could have been better, but I seen uglier, so I guess I'll just take that.
Yeah.
Nope. So that means with the film coming out very soon, I think it's supposed to be due for September?
Something like that?
I don't remember, because I think they said it in the trailer. I just completely forgot.
I don't remember what the
name was. It's supposed to be coming out basically like in the last quarter of the year is when it's supposed to be due. And they're still strong about sending it for that time. So that means all those poor animators, they're going to have
restart.
It's going to leak video games in crunch time. Apparently don't leave each other, even if it's in a different sort of scenario. It's still going to put crunch time on all those animators. They're going to change. They're going to change everything about it. They're going to redo all the animation, everything about that. And such a short time, so if it's still in September, that gives them only 4 months before September 13th. They gotta do over an entire movie worth of redo.
Well, if they did it the way I'm expecting they did it, which is a very real possibility that they didn't. Hopefully, it's just make a new model, swap the models.
You see, that would be too easy. They won't do that. I know they won't. They probably didn't do that because they're thinking, why would we need to change anything?
They probably didn't, but hopefully it was that simple.
I really don't care what they have to go through. They brought us that terrifying looking thing, and they should have.
See, the thing is, though, they probably didn't have a choice. It was probably the director that forced them to make the design like that.
Probably.
Maybe, yeah.
even got to a point to where that Sega was like, listen, we don't have anything to do with the design or anything about this. This is all on them, not us. Yeah. I also like how the movie ain't even out, and it's already got a 4.4 out of 10 on IMDb.
I'm not surprised.
When
I Googled the release date, it's supposed to be slated for November 8th. That gives them less than 5 months to fix this entire mess and get a new design.
If it gets
and this money. One has to appease the fans, and imagine if they made it only slightly better but still really god-awful.
Because
They ain't pushing that release date back, and this is going to cost the company a lot of money, so then they're gonna see this as a flop. It's like, oh, you see, we're not doing any more video game stuff. This is a flop. See, this is all your fault, the directors. Not our fault. It's not like we could have changed this beforehand.
I mean, look, the movie's probably going to be like the games are usually bad. Like,
it could go either way, because some games are good, some games are bad.
Yeah, I mean, the Sonic definitely has some good games, but it's probably going to be like Sonic 06. Bad.
Yeah, probably.
Actually, and funny you mentioned that off-tangent thing, a few weeks ago, I was looking on Twitter, I retweeted it, I'm not sure if you ever saw it, but somebody did actually, like, fix all the issues with Sonic 06 and actually made it playable. And showed a video of it, where it actually feels like a Sonic game, and it's actually really good.
No, I didn't see that. Wow.
It's actually interesting. I'll have to find that later.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And also interesting, since the model of this looks so ugly, and it's going to do poorly, and yet there's this other video game movie that came out just a few days ago, and it's already done, like, I think, opening, and had, like, over 52 million in the U.S. alone. I can't remember the exact numbers. Mm-hmm. Or if that's even accurate, but... You know, we had a sweet Pokemon movie that everyone seemed to really love and enjoy. And then with the Detective Pikachu. I just don't know how much
money. I'm an idiot.
Yeah, you are.
I was sitting here trying to figure out what the fuck you were talking about. It's like, there was a Pokemon movie? It's because Pokemon's not in the title and I'm a fucking idiot.
So. Yeah, apparently the Detective Pikachu nets $58 million just over the weekend.
That's pretty good.
Which is not bad. I'm pretty sure that just made their money back right there. Pretty damn close that they're going to make their money back with this movie regardless.
I want to go watch that because I want to know if it's good or not, and I don't want to take somebody else's opinion. I want to see it for myself.
Yeah. From what I've been seeing on Twitter, I haven't seen anyone say, like, really shit on the movie. Everyone says, like, good or okay to other people saying, oh, I loved it, making me feel like a kid again.
Yeah, that's all I've been saying is stuff like that.
So everyone's been saying it's been like, at least a 6 or above.
Okay.
Everyone's been saying it's a good movie, so it's like, okay.
One way to find out.
It probably just takes time for you to get used to how some of the things look, but at least they look pretty damn close to all their other... animated renditions in the games. So I think that's good, because, you know, Detective Pikachu takes something from the source material, gives it a little spin, but you can look at it and be like, I know that. That actually looks almost like the thing, and it makes me happy. And to think, they did that with damn near, I think, I'm going to say probably 100-plus Pokemon in the movie. I don't know for sure how many are in there. Vinny would have to watch the movie and let me know, but they have a lot of Pokemon that you saw in the trailer. There's a lot of them. And some of them looked weird, but knowing some that they put that much really effort cool into that many Charizard Pokemon made them almost the that look close, it's beautiful. I think it shows that it can be done. The Sonic team just needs to take a fucking note, because it's just one character they spend the time on, they still couldn't get it right.
Yeah. Well, like they said, they're redesigning it. Let's just hope they redesign it properly and not make it look like fucking shit.
Well, if you go back to that article, fans have already gone and made what a stylized Sonic.
Oh, we've already seen
that. Oh, there's plenty of stylized. All the fans have made plenty of stylizations. Yeah. They made one to look like classic, modern. So,
realistically, all they have to do is take a look at what the character is supposed to look like.
They're not going
to
do that. They're going to do what they want
to
do.
It'll take 5 minutes. To get an idea of what the character is supposed to look like.
They're not going to do that, though, because big Hollywood's like, well, we can't just give into what they're doing. We need to give it our own look. This is our own thing. It's us. This is our own look, and it's going to be stupid.
See, but the thing with licensed properties is what you should do is not what they actually do.
look at it and make it look similar, but put your own twist on it. I just feel bad for the four animators that are going to have severe crunch time, probably get no extra pay for it.
They're going to have crunch, they're going to get no pay, and people are going to shit on them because it's going to be rushed.
Yeah.
And they're not going to realize that it's not their fault. They're going to get the brunt of the force, but it's not their fault. It's the director that made them make the shitty design in the first place.
It's the higher-ups that thought that this is better than probably what it could have been. Because honestly, they should have invited like a few art designers from Sega. It's like, all right, help us critique how do we make this better and have a process go on and on and on with it. But no, well, what do we know? Hollywood will do anything to get a quick buck and shit out anything they can.
Fucking
and
then
if it
really
does bad, they just blame their employees, not themselves. Like every other business does.
Yeah.
And that was my long spiel about the Sonic movie.
We'll just have to wait and see. Hopefully it comes out good. Everyone go see Detective Pikachu and let us know if it's good.
Yeah, Detective Pikachu, I heard, is quite a good movie.
Actually, my brother and sister want to see it, so I'm thinking about taking them to see it sometime soon, maybe this week.
Take me with you.
Sure. Come on down. I'll PayPal you $5 for a ticket, but that's not enough. Because, see, if we go in the morning before 11, we can get a ticket for $5, but, you know.
Tuesday here is $5 throughout the entire day.
See, I wish it was that way here. Maybe it is. Maybe they changed it. I don't know.
That's the only reason I watched Endgame. It's because it was
$5
tickets. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's good. That's fine. That's a good deal right there. Watch a fucking 2-hour movie for $5. Fuck yeah.
Like 3 hours.
Yeah, that's worth $5 right there. That's worth $5 right fucking there.
And it was a damn good 3 hours.
I want to watch it, but I'm not going to until I watch the other cinematic movies. So
that was a debacle.
Or Marvel
and
cinematic
and
movies.
I mean, you could do what I did and just watch the essentials. Because not every movie is 100% essential.
Yeah, you're right.
But even then, the essentials are like over 10 hours of film.
Yeah, I think that's right.
I'm just going to do it the intended way. Well, if that's it with your rant on Sonic, I think that wraps up the topics for the day. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back to talk about what we've been up to. All right, welcome back, folks. It's time to talk about what the f*** we've been up to for the past 2 weeks because, you know, we missed last week's episode. I'll start us off because I always start us off. I'm the least important one, so I have to. So, last time we were on the podcast, you know, a couple weeks ago or so, no, Patrick, that part, okay, that part, so yeah, that's true. I mentioned that I got a big CRT TV, and I had it on a table that collapsed, and the TV survived. The table did not. I went and picked up a TV stand for it. I, you know, had it sitting there. Well, I finally got it set up properly, and it's got I have a genuine setup for it now. It's really nice. I wish I could show a picture on the podcast, but I can't.
You can link it in the description.
I could, but I don't want to link stuff in the description. I like the description just to be, you know, the description and our Twitters. I don't want to add stuff to it.
I mean, that's fair. I'm just saying, if something was necessary, you could technically.
You know what? If you're interested, want to see a picture, go to my Twitter, @Jazawatoad, and I'll tweet a pic. And you can, I'll make it my pinned tweet, and you can see the setup that I have for it. There you go. That'll work.
That works.
Oh, the tweet stuff, all right.
Yeah. But it's very, very nice. I have my retro consoles hooked up to it. And they look so good on it. It's so nice. I went ahead and hooked up a GameCube to it as well. So with the S video cables that I have and been playing Metroid Prime 2 on it. And man, I've never seen it look so crisp and clean before. Like it's so nice. Like I don't think I'll see it look this crisp and clean until it, you know, potentially comes out on the Switch as a trilogy, if they ever fucking do that. But it's really nice. I'm really, the setup with it just feels so cozy, and I also got a new stereo system that's a lot more compact and a lot newer, because the one I was using before was from, like, 98 or something. This one's pretty new. Well, I say pretty new. It's from, like, 2007, but that's still pretty new for me. It's a much smaller, I can still use my universal remote with it, and it sounds fucking amazing. Like, for the small the speakers are, they are high quality. Like, it is nice, so. Have everything hooked up and wired through that, And it's just, it's nice. I've modified my setup and moved some stuff around because of this, and it's a lot cozier and more open in my room. There's still a bit of clutter I need to clean up and put away, and a box of stuff I need to go through and put up, but for the most part, it's much better, and I like it. Other than that, I also have started playing a, or actually not started, I finished a playthrough of Ocarina of Time Multiplayer Randomizer with our buddy Chris. Vinny and I tried to do it originally, and we got stuck at some point, I think, and we were going to do like an actual recording of it, but, you know, shit got in the way of us recording it.
What happened was we went to start recording, and even though we had it set to have Sword and Shield in the forest, we couldn't find them.
Yeah.
No matter where we went.
Yeah. Which, to be fair, we had the, since doing this run with Chris, the way we should do it is the way that Chris and I did it, which was like really fun. No Sword and Shield starting out, just like completely random everything, but make sure everything's open. So like open door time, open forest, open everything to where you don't get screwed. Open Gerudo is also pretty nice, pretty convenient to have because you want to be able to walk in there and get what you need if you need it in terms of the archery thing or the training grounds, which, by the way, the archery thing...
Fuck that archery game.
That archery thing, man, oh man, let me tell you. I went in there once and tried to do it for a little while and spent like 200 rupees and was like, no, I'm done. And then I went back a couple hours later and got it the second try. And I was like, wow, I don't know what happened.
I spent like 3 hours on that, and it was a required item. I think it was like the hookshot or some shit like that. Fuck you.
See, this one was optional, but Chris really wanted it. The big Ron sword. See, I would have skipped it personally, but I went back and tried again anyways and got it second try. So I was like, whatever, we got it. He's happy. What was annoying was there was a couple of songs, or no, there's just one song, stashed in the fucking Gerudo training grounds, and that was the Requiem of Spirit, and you have to have that so you can go in as a kid. So that was really annoying.
Wait, you shuffled songs?
Yes, we shuffled songs, which is actually fun. It's actually fun to have shuffled songs, and they look really neat when you get them as items. It's more fun than I thought it would be. Shuffling songs with items was a lot of fun. I liked it. It surprised me. I thought it was going to be bad, but he shuffled songs in there, and I think he had
a set. You said he came close to 100%, right?
Yeah. The only thing we didn't get was, like, 8 heart containers, maybe? No. 6 heart containers that I just didn't bother going back for. There was, like, 4 more in the Gerudo training grounds that I didn't care to get. You know, I just went in there and got the song and left. So... we almost 100%ed it because of that. We had over 50 gold Skulltulas. You know, it was fun, which we did not have, you know, Skulltula token sanity on. That is horseshit. Do not turn that on. But
unless you're going for max random settings, in which case, what the hell is wrong with you?
Yeah. So, all in all, the multiplayer works very, very well. It is very much so possible to play through the entire game together. Not only that, a randomizer, and we did the randomizer with the ROM based on Better OOT, so everything just went smoothly, super nice. We did it over the course of like 4 sessions, spread out over the course of a week or so, but it was very, very enjoyable. We had a lot of fun. There was a lot of frustration at times too, but it was very fun.
I mean, that comes packaged with playing rando.
Exactly. So this Ocarina of Time multiplayer thing, I think, is going to be much, much more fun with more people. So if we can have like 3 or 4 people playing and doing that, you have all these people covering the bases and
stuff. It supports up to 15.
Exactly, but I don't think I want to do that many.
Really have as many as your computer can handle.
Right. And or thankfully, really they host the servers. They host the servers for you, so you just got to connect to it, and you know, there's no strain on anyone's setup. So. That was really nice, and we enjoyed it quite a bit. I got a full playthrough of it. Like, we got to go all the way to the end and everything. The only weird thing is enemies and bosses don't sync up together. They're separate instances.
They do plan on on fixing that at some point. They're just not there yet.
That would be nice to see if they fix that, but that's not an issue. That's just like a, well, shit, you know, let's say we both go into Volvagia's fight, right? Well, we're fighting two instances of Volvagia, spawning in different holes and everything. If I kill Volvagia first, it instantly just teleports the other player out to outside of the dungeon. Whereas I'm in there, I get to see the cutscene of it dying and everything, and then I get the item. That's how that works. But it's not bad or anything. So, it's very fun. I really enjoyed doing everything out of order and getting excited when he got to do something cool. Like, we didn't get the boomerang until way later in the game, so I couldn't go back and finish Jabu Jabu for a long time. And it pissed me off. And then we got sticks from Jabu Jabu anyways.
Yeah.
Now, one thing that you do need to make sure to do as well is keep an eye out or keep an eye on your spoiler log. We tried not to use it. We used it a handful of times, but we really tried not to use it unless we actually had to and didn't want to waste, you know, 4 hours looking for it. But the spoiler log helps a lot. If you're stuck and don't want to waste, you know, 4 or 5 hours looking, just go and check, you know, search through the spoiler log for the item that you're
looking for.
Yeah. Like, if it weren't for that, we would have wasted a lot of time and probably would have given up on the world if we didn't know where a certain item was. And it was like, oh, shit, that's stupid easy to get to. Cool. And we went and did it. I found out about merchant scrubs I never knew were there. There's merchant scrubs in Lon Lon Ranch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's merchant scrubs in weird places I did not know existed. So, that was really nice. I enjoyed it. So, yeah, there's that. New setup, Metroid Prime 2 on the GameCube. Original hardware. So also recently started playing Terraria again because our buddy Beck wanted to play and he bought it for Vinny. But Vinny couldn't really do anything.
I've been having internet problems, so I haven't been able to download it or play with them.
Yeah, he's unable to do that yet. Probably won't for a little while, but Beck and I started a new world, new characters and stuff. Yeah, made a new world, new character. Terraria is so much fun. Only problem is Beck wanted to start off with an extreme world, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I don't like extra difficulty if I can help it. Like, it depends on the game, depends on my mood. I haven't played Terraria in a long time, and I didn't expect to jump into Terraria and just hard mode and, you know, be dying a million fucking times. But it's okay. As long as I warm up to it, I guess. I went ahead and after he and I played for a while, you know, I still enjoyed it. You know, Terraria is still amazing. It brings a lot of nostalgia for me for playing with Beck from just a couple years ago. But this past weekend, made a new world and hosted an actual server, and I bought Chris the game, and a few of us all played together and we're enjoying it, and that was fun. I made a normal plain world, not a extreme world, just, you know, a normal world, and it turned out okay.
There's a thing in here that says after Terraria. Well, what's that about?
Oh, the thing in there after Terraria. So about that one, basically, I had a meet up with Marino, okay, and I had to set him straight. He was going off, you know, the wrong path again. I had to reset him straight, so it's good. We can now, you know, oh shit, no. But yeah, Terraria is a lot of fun. Made a new world, new server, hosted a server for some of our friends to join and play. It was Beck, myself, Chris, Fire, and someone else, I think. We had fun. I enjoy the game, and now Beck and I are back into it, and I'm back into it. I played through the game like a year ago with Beck or something, and just enjoyed it so much. It was so... I think we put 80 hours into our world. I just enjoyed it so much. The game is so good. Like, it's a better Minecraft, but it's 2D. So it's like, it has different things. Minecraft is more about being creative and doing your own thing. Terraria gives you a shit ton of stuff that you can do, or you can be creative. So it's really nice. I like it. The game's been out forever, so I'm sure people know what Terraria is. But if not, go get it. Go play it. It's only $10 on Steam normally. It goes on sale for $5 all the time, I'm sure. It's worth it. It's very fun. Do that. And Horror Hole 69.4.
Let's see, last few weeks, I've been doing a bunch of stuff. The grind on Xenoblade 2. I've been doing a bunch of more side quest stuff. I think I'm only missing now like 12 or 13 blades, and that's including DLC stuff because I haven't started any of the DLC stuff yet. But just been doing a bunch of side quest stuff to get myself a little overpowered and work on some blades that I've acquired and get their affinity charts all the way up. Still haven't done any main story stuff since last time, so I'm still trying to climb the world tree, which not really say try. I'm just trying to get these stupid ass side quests out of the way. I just feel a little slightly overpowered, so that way you don't have too much of a long time, because it's never fun to go into boss under level, because you're just not going to have a good time. I've been playing some Tetris 99 because they added like the $10 DLC, so I went and bought that, and that's basically just let you add. You can pretty much play against CPU bots. You can go from like level 1 to 5, and you can give yourself like all the boosts right away or work your way up to it. So I've been messing around with that, and they also added a marathon mode where you can have two options where you can see how fast you get to 150 or to 999. So basically the survival round, see how far you can get before you end up dying, because trying to get to 999 is quite difficult in total clear lines. I think my best time to get 150 lines clear is like 8 or so minutes. Like a little, like a few seconds above 8. Okay. But the CPU bots, especially on 5, that shit gets really hard. It's like playing online all over again. It is notoriously difficult. Because I can do 4 most of the time just fine. But every time I try doing 5, I usually end up like in like top 20 or top 10. They can never get that 1. So it's kind of difficult to do. And there's been screwing on more Plants vs. Zombies on my phone, which I actually did finish the story, the adventure mode twice. So that was nice to do. I'd been dabbling into Plants vs. Zombies 2, and it's fine. However, the thing I really despise about it is just littered with ads. And some of the plants you have to buy, like $4.99 a piece per plant, which I think is really stupid. So it's turning into one of those phone games where it's like, oh, there's a bunch of stuff, they have to view a bunch of ads and pay for stuff, you want everything, which I'm not going to do. And the first one's sort of like that. It's like you don't really buy plants, you have to buy all the plants with like in-game currency that you earn throughout the game and whatnot. Or you can buy like almost a million coins for like $6 to get a bunch of stuff. You know, which is fine. It's whatever. All that stuff is just like extra bonus games that you want to play or whatnot. So like $6, like pretty much like 750,000 coins, which unlocks a bunch of stuff for you, then whatever, I don't care. First game is just, it's simple, it's great. I just don't like how 2, because 2 has a lot of stuff, a lot of cool ideas and lost worlds, which is nice. I just hate how ad heavy it is and how much things you have to buy if you want all the plants and how much money you sink into it, which it's pretty much almost sort of like a pay to win, which is really stupid. I hate when games do that. Because apparently we're not allowed to play games and have fun with them and earn them on our own. We have to pay to win nowadays.
I wonder if it was like that when it first released.
Plants vs. Zombies 2, I not really know. You just play through the stuff and they...
I remember playing 2 when it first came out, and there was not a single real money purchase from what I remember.
Yeah, that's like a Nintendo Capri Suns Let's Play, because he did it when it first came out. At least not to my knowledge, it wasn't like... buy to whatever. You just had to earn yourself throughout the game, which is nice, but in modern day, and every single app game that comes out has to have in-game purchases and loot boxes and stores, stuff like that, because they're not making enough money apparently. And then I finally went through and played through more Mario & Rabbids, because I really needed to finish that, and I did. So I'm just going through and doing all the challenges. So at the time of recording this, I just have to do the challenges in the last world, and I could be done with that. And then I decided to do the bonus whatever stuff I really wanted to in the main world, the really hard ones. But it's a good game. I really need to buy the DLC so I can play as Donkey Kong and Cranky Kong Rabbit and Rabbit Peach on the team. Because it's a great game. And then I've tried out a few demos with Box Boy plus Box Girl, which it's very short. sweet demo. It's like maybe 15 minutes of just to give you a taste of how the game is. And it's quirky. It's only like $10, so it's if you enjoy the little bit of the demo you have, you should probably buy the game, which I haven't yet because money's
tight.
So yeah, $20 and $10 is probably a good deal for that. I'm just going to have to wait a little bit because there's probably other stuff I'd rather buy first or need to spend money on first. Like, need to get a few more, scrape a few coinage for my trip and taking in about 25 days.
Yeah,
we're
spending a lot of money here next month.
I'm spending loads and loads of money at Richpalooza in Dallas and Houston, Texas. Or Pasadena if I want to be very accurately perfect with my location or whereabouts. At the really smelly, nasty Pasadena Convention Center, as Jordan puts it. Because he really hates the smell of Pasadena.
I do.
I remember the first year they went to Houston, everyone was bitching about the location. It's like, where the fuck's this at, Jay? Where have you taken us? We can't find it. And then they went to a really big one, really big convention center in Houston. That's like right next to the Houston Texans stadium, the NRG stadium, I believe. And that was, I want to say, Jordan, I was a lot worse than Pasadena, not going to lie.
The parking was, yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like the lighting was really ass in there. It just didn't feel right. It felt really bad. It just felt weird. It just felt like Pasadena, like the inside of it, at least was better.
Oh, yeah. Also, though, Herbalife.
Yeah, fuck Herbalife.
That was people terrible. Screaming. Herbalife being there.
That was dumb. I didn't like it. Because at least with the Pasadena one, it's small. You know, it's just us. I like the lighting in there. It's not that weird, bright yellowish, orangish tint that I left on the camera. It just looked very unnatural. Just didn't like it at all. Pasadena's more clear. You can see where everything's going on. Everything's more joined together. It actually looks packed. Like, everything's there. So that's just my gripe with Houston. Plus, parking sucked. Because Pasadena's free there. It's $5. And if you leave to get lunch, oh, sorry, honey, that'd be another $5. I was just here. I don't care. That's another $5. We're greedy.
It was more than $5. I thought it was like $12.
Like $12, yeah. Dallas is $12, is $5. But at least they're like, all right, here's your ticket. Just put that on the roof. Just put that in the mirror or dashboard. Fuck, I don't know why I said everything else but dashboard. And all you do if you leave for lunch, you just come right back in. They see the thing. It's like, okay, go park. And that's it. And that... Yep. Dallas is the biggest one. Is the biggest one. The biggest. The biggest one. So it's the much more professional one. It's really good.
Yeah.
But I'd rate
Definitely handled much
Dallas
better.
Dallas one on top, obviously. The Pasadena and the Houston Convention Center. The Houston one sucks. Go back to Pasadena, which I'm glad they are.
Yeah.
I don't care about the long drive. It's much more worth it.
And something to give, or something for the viewers to look forward to. We will likely be recording an episode live as well. When Ben and Patrick are down here. We'll and by live, I mean together in the same room for once instead of separate everywhere. We'll be like three of us together and Vinny will just be on the internet. Or Vinny will be gone. Because fuck Vinny.
And then I also did the demo of Super Dragon Ball Heroes World Mission. And now that you do like a few battles all the way up to like the slow beginning of Chapter 1, because I think it lets you do... Basically, your first real battle against your teammate, which I forgot because that was 2 weeks ago. It's a fun little card game. Not really much I can add on to it that hasn't been said in this podcast before. Because they basically have, like, from what I played, I think I did, like, about, after with all tutorials included, about, like, 12 card battles. Some were quick and easy. And it's like, oh, here's how this works. Here's the basic. He's like, your different card types, what they do, what their specializes are, blah, 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 where to put them on the board and all this other stuff, strategic and whatever. And it's a really nice game, I have to say. I really like the inspiration that they took from getting weird stuff and just threw them all together. It's like, here, let's just throw all these weird characters I haven't seen in forever, like a giant fucking Rudigar card, and just throw them in there for no reason. Because it looks jarring, him standing next to a bunch of tiny people.
Yeah.
It's massive. It's mental. So if I can get that for a good price, I'm definitely going to be looking out on the lookout for that.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll find it.
I know I will. I'm just going to see if I can find it for the price I want to spend on it.
I mean, if you're patient enough, you probably will. That's what I do. I just patient and wait, and I find it.
But I really do want the game for Switch. It looks pretty. It looks good, and I want it. Just a good-ass game. Good-ass demo. Yeah. Definitely glad that they should... If you're questioning on Game Pass demo, always download a demo to check it out.
Yeah, if there's a demo, it's worth trying, usually.
Usually. Really I enjoyed the Yoshi demo.
I also did watch Endgame, too. Avengers Endgame in theaters, like, a few weeks ago.
Yeah, even
though you're $5, 3 hours well spent.
Yeah, $5 ticket, and then had popcorn and a drink. And that was... The movie was fine, that was all great. But it was fucking shit show debacle, and the... That's when the... I guess the freaks came out on that Tuesday night, because holy hell...
Why? I don't remember. Oof.
Well, there's kind of it was Sniffle City. Some people were crying and blah blah. During sad scenes, like, yeah, whatever.
I mean, if you've been following from the beginning, it's understandable why it'd be sad.
One girl freaked out a lot.
I believe it.
So basically, at that part of the movie, this girl like jumped up. Crying really bad. It's like, I can't take it anymore. So there's this guardrail. She jumped the guardrail, almost fell down on her face. Her pants started sagging down. She started just bolting out of the theater. And then after she left, everyone just started laughing. Everyone was
holy shit.
I was like,
what the hell? And okay, there's a point where you have to separate reality from fucking movies. Jeez, person.
Okay. There is a point where you have to do that, but at the same time, if you've been like super into the MCU and got really attached to these characters, seeing shit that happened in the movie happen can be upsetting.
That was rough. She like jumped the guardrail. She ran out, and I was like screaming. I was like, holy shit! And then there were some people talking. You could just hear from across the theaters telling people to shut the fuck up or knock that shit off. I'm just sitting there chuckling to myself. And spicy detail. Oh my.
Half of like, the theater that I went with, or when I went, started chanting along when everybody started getting together.
The end game theme, holy shit. I don't even want to mention that.
Why?
It just doesn't surprise me because New York's rowdy. Fucking the last bit of juicy detail. I don't know if it's the worst. I don't know what's the highlight of that girl running out or this, but it was Slosh City behind me. I could tell you that.
Slosh City.
Yeah, you could just hear a girl just like whispering. He's like, "No, don't do it. No, don't do that. There's too many people here." Just getting finger blasted. I was like, "Oh!" Could hear some of it. I'm just sitting there. I'm just like, move. I just look over by some of the coworkers, and they're just, like, sitting there chuckling, and just, they know what's going on back there. I'm just like, oh, no.
Holy fuck.
It was rough.
Oh, holy shit. Yeah, the freaks came out that night. Jeez. Yeah, apparently. And when we thought you would be the freak, you're the normal one there. Holy shit.
I was just waiting for someone to interrupt, but I was like, I'll just let that happen. If I didn't live there, if I was happening in Houston, I'd just turn around and be like, "You need some help?" Just to make them really uncomfortable. Oh my
god. Hi, mate, would you like some help?
So that was my endgame experience. Things happened. The freaks are definitely out for that Tuesday.
Yeah. Very much so.
I've been holding that story for like the last 2 weeks because I really want to say it on the podcast to surprise people. But
that, yeah, no, that's kind of shock. I don't know what to say to that.
Uh huh.
I don't
definitely
know.
Worth saving.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So that's basically my last 2 weeks, basically.
So then, what have you been up to, Vinny? Go ahead. Hurry up. Well, get it over with. Come on, tell me.
So I mentioned, I think, the last episode. I could be wrong, but I've been playing Pokemon Platinum off of the SD card on my DS, but I also realized that I have a copy of Pokemon Ranger that has not had its Manaphy used yet. Those are a once-per-cartridge thing.
Huh.
And my cartridge, I bought it brand new, or I got it as a gift brand new way back in the day, so the Manaphy was never used from it. So I'm playing through the game so that I can get Manaphy at some point whenever I start covering Diamond and Pearl on my channel.
Mm-hmm.
So that I can show some events. But that is just a slow burn as I'm have extra time. I have been recording Ocarina of Time for my channel, which has been going actually surprisingly well. And I finally got back into Danganronpa 2. So that's coming. Really enjoyed the first game. But the second game, I'm not sure if I like them yet. There are a couple characters that are alright. And of course, Monokuma is Monokuma. And more recently, I've been playing Persona 5. Which, let me tell you, that game is so fucking good! It's so fucking good!
Wow.
I've been streaming it.
I should probably open play that soon, I don't know.
What was that, Patrick?
You probably should.
I should probably buy that, because I bought that brand new, took the seal off, and never touched it.
You definitely worth your time. I haven't gotten very far. My friends have been telling me, I'm close to the end of the first palace. And I'm hooked. Between that kick-ass battle theme, the Persona mechanics as a whole, playing as Joker, you can collect personas like fucking Pokemon. But then you also have the ability to fuse them together to create new personas, which is interesting. And honestly, just all the characters are really well written, and they're fun to play as Joker, but interact with them through him. It's really interesting, and it's a lot of fun. Definitely worth your time. And if you're interested, keep an eye on my stuff, because I will be streaming it as I get the chance.
One day at a time.
Well, it's like a 100-hour game. I'm not going to be able to finish that in a single day.
You're not going to finish that in 2 single days.
Gerard could.
You can't
could.
Finish that in 3 days.
Gerard could.
Yeah, Gerard could. Yeah, Gerard knows how to bend time to make it work, to beat it in time.
I'm not. He's not supposed to. I'm just an average Joe.
You're just a playtionist. You just play.
Average son of a Joe.
All right. Vinny, stop dying.
Fuck.
Not yet. Not Andela.
Anyway, well, that's what I've been up to.
Okay. Then, I think it's that time of the month where we... No, I'm kidding. It's just that time of... It's, I'm not starting my period. I'm sorry. But it is time for us to end this episode of the Lackadaisical Podcast. I'd like to thank you all for tuning in. If you'd like to find us on Twitter, you can find me at Gisalato. You can find Vinny at VinnyPlaysVlogs. And you can find Patrick at Assassin_Volk. And if you'd like to follow the official Twitter for the podcast, that is at Lackadaisicast, and that is spelled LackadaisiCast. You can slide into those DMs if you feel like it, because they are 100% for sure open. Let us know what you think of the episodes, and hopefully we'll be back next week. I'll see you next time.